The international deal to calm tensions in Ukraine, backed by Russia and the West, seems in danger of collapse. Ukraine's acting president has ordered the relaunch of military operations against pro-Russian militants. That's after two men, one a local politician, were found dead in the east of the country. In a separate development, the US is sending 600 military personnel to Poland and three Baltic states for what are officially labelled NATO exercises. Well, the BBC's Natalia Antilava is in the Donetsk mining region in eastern Ukraine, and I asked her about the mood there after the announcement that the military campaign against the protesters was going to resume.
The mood, I think, would be best described as sort of anxious, nervous, everybody awaiting what this second part of the anti-terrorist operation by the Ukrainian forces will entail. The first part that took place before Easter wasn't terribly successful. We saw Ukrainian tanks roll in, and very quickly some of them surrendered their their armed vehicles and, in some cases, weapons to pro-Russian demonstrators. So it was a very humiliating experience for the Ukrainian army. I'm sure the government in Kiev will be trying to make sure it doesn't happen again.